Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I have heard from many about this man. You will one day, if you have not been already, become the topic of conversation at your class reunion. High school, college. You mean he became a pastor? She is serving the church? Like your brother in the ministry, St. Paul, in the time after hands have been laid on you, you will find your own reputation could be your greatest liability. And lest you be puffed up by a reputation of praise, he grants you also your personality. Your mouth, your dress, your laziness, your thoughts, your words, your deeds. Is this not the man who made such havoc? Who am I to go to him? Don't send me, Lord. He'll bind me. He'll take me. It's a trap. Go. For he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias goes. He goes forth with the gospel of God for the notorious and the infamous, to preach the forgiveness of sins and the recovery of sight to the blind, to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name, even to this lost sheep of the house of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. Saul had excelled in so many ways. If anyone thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But he counts it all rubbish for the sake of Christ. Peter complains, we've left all behind to follow you. What will we have? So too Paul casts it all aside at the call of Christ. That which Moses had planted, Ananias waters, and Christ gives the increase. Struck blind, Saul's 3 days of penance will soon come to an end. His fasting of lament for his sins will be met with the voice of one sent by God. Christ confronts him on the road, reveals him to be who he is, Jesus whom you are persecuting. As you bind and even kill the body of Christ, so I suffer. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And he points him to the gifts. He points him to the church. Go into the city, and there you will be told what to do. Go to the house of Judas, to the church on Straight, and there will a man come to you and bring you salvation. Penance is not conversion. Faith in Christ saves. So it is the voice of forgiveness and the laying on of hands of absolution which cast out the unclean spirit and make way for the Holy Spirit. The scales fall. Sight is restored. Miraculous. We celebrate this day not because the conversion of Saul is so miraculous, but because yours is. That one close to the kingdom, though filled with hatred and murder, should be called into the service of Christ, enlightens your path towards service, even as it enlightens every Christian vocation. You who are called to be instruments of peace will be called to lay hands on transgressors of all ilk, infamous and the anonymous. with equal mystery, if not with equal splendor. You, a zealot for all that comes by your nature, have been struck by the light of life from heaven, crying out, "Why are you persecuting me?" Another may boast in their conversion. Another way he changes, the most dramatic, in the way of conversion. Peter may simply say, "He called and I went. For you, there was a font, and the water, and the word, and the washing of the new Genesis, in which the 12 will judge the nations, the tribes. For you, faith came by hearing." So to Paul. Faith comes by hearing the call of Jesus, and the call of Jesus sweetens the breath of one called to preach. No longer threats and violence, but proclamation that Jesus is the Son of God. Washed, you now see. Called, you now preach. Daily, your conversion comes. Daily, you drown the old Adam with all sins and evil desires, that the new man may arise, emerge and arise, and live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Called by Christ, washed in his word, you are converted. Called and sent, enlightened from your blindness, now rise, ye baptized. Take food and be strengthened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.